أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. Previously we had discussed in with regard to this ayah that Allah Ta'ala had created the malaika from nur, and they are exclusive for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and various duties which they have been assigned to from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala created the jinnat from fire, and these two creations were in existence before Allah created Adam alayhi salatu was salam. And in another aspect, ulama explained with regard to this ayat that when Allah Ta'ala had prepared all the things on the earth, and the things that grow from the earth, and the rain that comes from the skies, the effect of the sun rays, etc., all the benefits of this world, the malaika were not in a position to take benefit of it because they are created from nur, they don't have any hunger, they don't eat or anything. And the jinnat, they are also a creation of Allah Ta'ala, and they also cannot benefit fully from all these things because their imagination overpowers their reality, what reality is. So Allah Ta'ala then created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and mankind, the progeny of man. And all of us are from the, we are the children of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had created him from the anasir arba'a, the four major elements, fire, water, air, sand. And therefore, he could take the maximum benefit from all the things of this world. All insan take benefit from all the things of this world. And then Allah Ta'ala had put his ruh, put the ruh into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The ruh that comes from above, from the heavens. So by that, the malaika who are in charge, who are also a heavenly creation of Allah Ta'ala, and whom Allah has given various duties of the earth. So now Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, by having the ruh in him, he will be able to control and rule over the malaika also, so to say. And also that this ruh that came and Allah put it, that means that really makes this human being Khalifatullah fil ardh, the Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala. From that we understand that the purpose of man's object in this world, together with the ibadat of Allah, is to see that all the duties are fulfilled which are from Allah. He is Allah's deputy on earth. He is Allah's Khalifa on earth. So the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, which we normally call our deen, our religion, those commandments which have come for Allah, we are now responsible to enforce them in this world. And that is the purpose of us in this world, to make Allah's ibadat also, and to see that the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are enforced in this world. From that also we can clearly understand that the difficulties that the ummah is going through, particularly the ummah, whole of mankind, Allah made them his khalifa. And those who accepted this khilafat, that is the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we are not seeing to establish the laws of Allah Ta'ala on earth, then a person who is a president of the country also, if he does not see that there is law and order and what the party stands for, then he is also called back again. He is also taken off his duty. There is a vote of no confidence in him. So like that, we as human beings, we are here to see that Allah's law is fulfilled on this earth. But unfortunately, how many of us, we forget that we are not doing that, we work against that. And we establish laws against Allah Ta'ala, against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala refers that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his progeny, I made them my khalifa. And just like when a new president comes in a country, a new prime minister, and now all the forces of the country are now subject to him. He is given the right to rule over the forces of the country. So then he is given a 21 gun salute also. He is given the guard of honor also. So when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was made now the Khalifa of Allah on the earth, so Allah honored him with the sajda of the malaika, which was really that we will obey you now. You are the Khalifa, we will work under you, and we will take commandments from you, and we will fulfill the commandments you give. And that also is till man fulfills that commandment. But when we do opposite, then the whole army also goes against us also. Farishtas start working against us because we are not doing the work that we were supposed to do. So Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ وَرْجَبْ كَهَا تَرَ رَبْنِ فَرِشْتُكُ. Remember that time when your Lord Allah Ta'ala, your Rabb, He told the Malaika, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. میں بنانے والا ہوں زمین میں ایک نائب. I am about to make a deputy of mine on earth. That is Adam alayhi salam, and then particularly the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and in this ummah this duty has been given to the whole ummah from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that we must see to it that the laws of Allah Ta'ala are acted upon, are followed, but we ourselves are breaking the laws. So in that case, all the problems that are in the world are less what they actually should be. This is still Allah's kindness and mercy that He still has, He hasn't punished us as we ought to be punished. Allah's mercy is very great. But if we do our work what we are supposed to do, every person is a ruler over his own body, his own life. He's a ruler in his home. And then whatever authority a person has got, whether it is in his house, in his shop, in his factory, in a madrasa, whatever it might be, then he must exercise that and see that the laws of Allah are fulfilled everywhere. This is our duty. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this and fulfill our duties. The ibadat of Allah, and then to see that that the commands of Allah are being fulfilled, and where they are being broken, that we stand up and we try and see that those laws are fulfilled. May Allah give us all tawfiq.